Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
My friends, life can be tough sometimes, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed by our problems. But I want to remind you today that God is bigger than any problem you may be facing. He has a plan for your life, and He will never leave you or forsake you. My friends, no matter who we are or where we come from, we will encounter challenges along the way. These challenges manifest in various forms: financial struggles, health issues, relationship conflicts, career setbacks, and more. For instance, financial struggles can weigh heavily on our minds, making it difficult to make ends meet or pursue our dreams. Health issues can disrupt our daily routines, leaving us feeling vulnerable and uncertain about the future. Relationship conflicts can cause emotional turmoil, straining our connections with loved ones and leaving us feeling isolated. However, it's crucial to understand that facing problems doesn't mean we are destined to be defeated by them. Problems are not meant to define us or dictate our futures. Instead, they are opportunities for growth, resilience, and faith building. We must shift our perspective from seeing problems as insurmountable obstacles to viewing them as challenges that we can overcome with the help of God's strength and guidance. Just because we face problems doesn't mean we have to succumb to despair or hopelessness. With God by our side, we can face any challenge with confidence, knowing that He has equipped us with the resilience and courage to persevere. So, let's acknowledge the reality of problems in our lives, but let's also embrace the truth that we are not alone in facing them. Together, with God's help, we can rise above our circumstances and emerge stronger, wiser, and more faithful than ever before. So, my friends, when problems arise, our natural inclination may be to panic or become consumed by anxiety. It's understandable. Challenges can be overwhelming, and it's easy to feel lost in the chaos. However, God calls us to a different response. He calls us to be still. Being still doesn't mean being passive or indifferent to our problems. It's not about sitting back and doing nothing while our problems pile up around us. Rather, being still is about finding inner peace and trust in the midst of chaos. It's about quieting the noise of our worries and fears so that we can hear God's voice speaking to us. In a world filled with distractions and noise, finding stillness can be challenging. It requires intentional effort to silence the clamor of our minds and hearts, to set aside our anxieties and concerns, and to simply rest in God's presence. Being still allows us to refocus our attention on what truly matters: our relationship with God. It's in the stillness that we can hear His gentle whisper, guiding us and reminding us of His unwavering love and faithfulness, and reminding us of His unwavering love and faithfulness. When we choose to be still, we are acknowledging our dependence on God. We are surrendering control and entrusting our problems into His capable hands. And in that surrender, we find a profound sense of peace that surpasses all understanding. So, my friends, in the midst of life's storms, I urge you to heed God's call to be still. Quiet your mind, quiet your heart, and listen for His voice. For it is in the stillness that we find strength, clarity, and the assurance that God is with us every step of the way. Dear friends, when we're faced with problems, it's natural to desire immediate solutions. We want our troubles to be resolved swiftly, and we may become frustrated or discouraged when things don't happen as quickly as we'd like. In these moments,
offer valid on standard browsers, US only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Trusting in God's timing can be one of the most challenging aspects of our faith journey. You see, God operates on His own timeline, a timeline that often doesn't align with our expectations or desires. His perspective is far greater than ours, and He sees the bigger picture that we cannot comprehend. While we may see only the present moment, God sees the past, present, and future all at once. It's important to understand that God's timing is perfect. He knows what's best for us, and He orchestrates events in our lives according to His divine plan. He sees the optimal moment to intervene, to bring about solutions, healing, and restoration. And although we may not understand His timing, we can trust that it is always for our ultimate good. Trusting in God's timing requires patience and faith. It means surrendering our own timelines and agendas and submitting to His will. It means acknowledging that His ways are higher than ours and His thoughts are beyond our comprehension. So, even when it feels like God is silent or distant, even when the solutions we seek seem far off, we can hold fast to the assurance that He is working behind the scenes. He hasn't forgotten about us, and He hasn't abandoned us. He is simply waiting for the perfect moment to intervene, a moment that aligns with His perfect will and purposes. As we learn to trust in God's timing, we find peace in the midst of uncertainty. We rest in the knowledge that He is in control, and His plans for us are good and full of hope. So let us wait patiently, with hearts full of faith, knowing that God's timing is always worth the wait. Beloved friends, it's easy to feel overwhelmed when faced with daunting challenges. We may question whether our problems are too big, too complicated, or too impossible to overcome. But here's the truth. God is not only aware of our problems, He also possesses the power to solve them. Consider the magnitude of God's power. He spoke the universe into existence, crafted every detail of creation with precision and care. He sustains all things by the power of His word, and there is nothing beyond His control. Throughout history, God has demonstrated His power time and time again. He parted the Red Sea to deliver the Israelites from bondage, brought down the walls of Jericho with a shout, and raised Jesus from the dead, conquering sin and death once and for all. Our problems, no matter how formidable they may seem, are no match for God's infinite power. There is nothing too difficult for Him to handle. He can heal the sick, mend broken relationships, provide for our needs, and bring hope to the hopeless. But here's the catch. We must have faith in God's power. We must trust that He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events for our good and His glory. even when solutions seem out of reach and obstacles loom large. We can take comfort in knowing that God is with us, fighting on our behalf. So, my friends, let's not underestimate the power of our God. Instead, let's lean into His strength, confident that He is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. Our problems may be great, but our God is greater still. Now, my friends, let's talk about surrender control. It's a natural human tendency to want to take control of their lives. Especially when faced with challenges and uncertainties, we try to analyze, strategize, and problem solve, relying on our own strength and wisdom to navigate through difficult situations. But here's the thing. While it's important to take initiative and responsibility for our actions, there comes a point where we must recognize our limitations and surrender control to God. Surrendering control doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It's not about throwing our hands in the air and saying, "I give up. I can't do this anymore." Instead, it's a conscious choice to release the burden of our problems into God's hands. It's acknowledging that He is far more capable, far more wise, and far more powerful than we could ever hope to be. True freedom comes when we let go of the illusion of control and place our trust fully in God. It's saying, "God, I trust you to handle this situation because I know you're capable of doing far more than I could ever imagine." It's relinquishing our grip on the outcome and allowing God to work in His perfect way and His perfect timing. Surrendering control requires humility, faith, and courage. It's a daily surrendering of our will to God's will, trusting that He knows what's best for us, even when we can't see the bigger picture. It's releasing our worries, fears, and anxieties into His loving care, knowing that He is always faithful to provide for our needs and guide us along the right path. So, my friends, I urge you to let go of the need to control every aspect of your life. Instead, surrender control to God and allow Him to work miracles in your midst. You'll find that in letting go, you'll discover a peace and freedom that surpasses all understanding. However, amidst the chaos, there is a profound truth that we can hold on to. We can find peace in the midst of it all. Finding peace doesn't mean that our problems magically disappear or that everything suddenly becomes easy. No. The challenges we face may still be present, and the road ahead may still be difficult. But what finding peace does mean is that we can experience a deep sense of calm, assurance, and stability, even in the midst of life's storms. This peace is not something that we can manufacture on our own. It's not dependent on our circumstances or our ability to control them. Rather, it's a gift from God. It's a peace that comes from knowing that we are held in the palm of God's hand, secure in His love and care. When we choose to be still and trust in God, we open ourselves up to receive this peace. It's a peace that quiets our anxious thoughts, calms our troubled hearts, and strengthens our weary souls. It's a peace that transcends our human understanding, surpassing logic and reason. So, my friends, no matter what storms you may be facing in your life right now, know that you can find peace in the midst of chaos. Turn to God. Surrender your worries and fears to Him and allow His peace to flood your heart and mind. For in Him, you will find true rest and security, even in the midst of life's greatest challenges. Let's talk, my friends, about holding on to hope. In the face of prolonged challenges and seemingly insurmountable obstacles, it's natural for our hope to waver. We may feel discouraged, weary, and uncertain about the future. It's in these moments that holding on to hope becomes absolutely crucial. As followers of Christ, we are called to be people of hope. Our hope is not rooted in wishful thinking or blind optimism, but in the promises of God. We can hold on to the assurance that He is faithful to His word, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. Even when problems drag on and solutions seem nowhere in sight, we can cling to the hope that God is at work behind the scenes. He is orchestrating events for our good and His glory. Even when we can't see it or understand it, His plans are far greater than our own, and His timing is always perfect. The Bible is filled with stories of hope in the midst of adversity. From Joseph's time in prison to Daniel's experiences in the lion's den, we see time and time again that God is able to turn even the most dire circumstances around for His purposes. And the ultimate example of hope is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who conquered sin and death to offer us eternal life and hope. So, my friends, when you find yourself facing challenges that seem overwhelming, don't lose heart. Hold on to hope with unwavering faith, knowing that God is with you, working all things together for your good. Trust in His promises, rely on His strength, and keep pressing forward with hope in your heart. For as the Apostle Paul reminds us, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, let's take heart and hold on to these truths, no matter what problems you're facing right now. Remember this: God is on your side. He hasn't abandoned you, and He hasn't forgotten about you. So, in the midst of your challenges, be still. Be still, not in resignation or defeat, but in confident trust and surrender to God's sovereignty. Trust in His power, which is limitless and unfathomable. There is nothing too difficult for Him to handle, no problem too big for Him to solve. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before You today with a humble heart, seeking Your guidance, Your comfort, and Your strength. I ask that You touch my heart in a powerful and meaningful way. Lord, life can be difficult sometimes. I face challenges and struggles that can feel overwhelming. But I also know that You are bigger than any problem I may face. You are the God of the impossible, and I trust in Your power and Your love. I pray for myself today. I am hurting and struggling. I ask that You surround me with Your love and Your peace. Give me the strength and the courage to face my difficulties with faith and with hope. I pray for my family and my friends. I ask that You bless them with Your love and Your protection. May we be a light in the darkness, shining Your love and Your grace to all those around us. Lord, I thank You for Your love and Your mercy. I thank You for the gift of salvation through Your Son, Jesus Christ. May I always remember the sacrifice that He made for me, and may I live my life in a way that honors You. I pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Lowe's knows you want the best for Dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.